The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Have you actually sat down and thought about why Donald Trump was hated so much? I've been around the block a few times. I have lived through many presidential administrations in my life. I've always had an eye on American politics. I'm not terribly political in nature, but I'm observant. I have never, ever in my life seen the absolute hatred that was present during the entire 4 years of Donald Trump. Why? Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. This is the 5 o'clock hour. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Have you thought about that? People in Hollywood loved him before he ran for president. The Apprentice was an incredibly popular TV program. The ratings were through the roof. Hollywood celebrities were waiting in line to be on the Apprentice with the Donald. They wanted him at their parties. They wanted him at their events. They wanted to have pictures taken with the New York billionaire. They loved him. The Democrats loved him. The Clintons loved him. And then he announced he was running for president, and things began to change. And then when he was elected, the floodgates of hatred. And I mean hatred. The floodgates were opened. Why? Here's my belief. Here are my thoughts. It was because he opposed the social agenda of the liberal left. Now, years ago, he was a part of it. There is no doubt that Donald Trump in his earlier years was a philanderer. He was immoral. Hey, listen, we don't even need to debate that. It was well known. He was a womanizer. That was then. And think about this. When he was a womanizer and a philanderer and living an incredibly immoral, obscene lifestyle, they loved him. The left loved him. Hollywood loved him. But something happened to Donald Trump. I think it is very possible that Donald Trump was truly born again. Did he always act like it? No. Did he always talk like it? No. Not at all. Because if he was truly born again, I think it has been in the last few years, which would mean he is still an immature baby Christian. And adult baby Christians often do really stupid things. I think of people like Daryl Strawberry. I really believe Daryl Strawberry was saved and born again when he said he was, but then look at the ridiculous things he did when he was a new believer in Christ. I think he has matured since then, but when you're an adult and you come to Christ and you have had a very, shall we say, checkered past, it is not unusual to act like a baby because you're a baby Christian. But he became very pro-life, very pro-life. And as all of you know, love him, hate him, or anything in between, he without a doubt was the most pro-life president in American history. He then began to take a stance against the LGBTQ crowd. And that was the death sentence. When Donald Trump turned on the LGBTQ crowd, that was political death for him as far as the left was concerned. I think those two issues, the life issue and the LGBTQ issues, are the primary reasons why the liberal left had such hatred and vitriol for him. And that's why it continues. I could be wrong. Maybe you think differently. If so, hey, give me a call. 877-BOB-LIVE. You remember the executive orders about transgender individuals in the military, the executive orders about boys being in women's bathrooms and locker rooms and in universities and in high schools across America. Remember that? Well, Joe Biden is loved by the left because he is pro-abortion. And he is very pro-LGBTQ, and we are just beginning to see how radical Joe Biden is. Headline: newly confirmed Secretary of State vows to promote LGBT agenda. By the way, just a side note. Do you remember how hard it was for Donald Trump to get his cabinet appointments through the Senate? Do you remember? Do you remember the fights, the battles? I mean, the battles over so many of his cabinet appointments. Contrast that with the fact that so far, all of Biden's picks have sailed through the confirmation process. I mean, sailed through the confirmation process. It should show you the difference between the left and the right. But anyway, Anthony Blinken, who is radical, is the new Secretary of State, and he was confirmed by a vote of 78-22 by the United States Senate yesterday. Anthony Blinken is his name, and he's radical. And yet he was confirmed 78-22. Quote, the newly confirmed U.S. Secretary of State has vowed to support the LGBTQ agenda by flying pride flags at United States embassies and resurrecting the special envoy for the human rights of LGBTQI persons. And before I go any further, can anybody, and I mean anybody, give me one good reason why a pride flag would fly over an American embassy in a foreign country? Why? What does a pride flag have to do with an embassy? And think how that will be interpreted at the U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia. Yeah. I got to take a break. Interesting question and answer session in his confirmation hearing, particularly questions by Senator Ed Markey, Democrat of Massachusetts. In response to those questions, you will see just how radical our new Secretary of State is. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Now you tell me if this is radical or not. Anthony Blinken has been confirmed as the new U.S. Secretary of State following Mike Pompeo. Yeah. He was questioned during his confirmation hearing by the senators, one of them, Senator Ed Markey, who is a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said, quote, "You and President-elect Biden have indicated that you're going to support, appoint a new special envoy for human rights on LGBTQ people, a position that I've been pushing to make permanent through the International Human Rights Defense Act. After 4 years of Trump administration efforts to specifically marginalize, minimize, do damage to the rights of the LGBTQ people, I think it's going to be vital to appoint a seasoned expert on these issues. Are you going to move forward towards a speedy appointment towards an LGBTQ envoy? And would you consider raising it to an ambassadorial level?" Markey asked. Here is the answer from our new Secretary of State. Quote, "This is a matter, I think, of some real urgency. We've seen violence directed against LGBTQ people around the world increase. We've seen, I believe, the highest number of murders of transgender people, particularly women of color, that we've ever seen. And so I think the United States playing the role that it should be playing and standing up for and defending the rights of LGBTQI people is something the department is going to take on and take on immediately." Now, by the way, he gives no proof or evidence of what he just said. Just states it. Markey also asked Blinken if he would, quote, "repudiate the findings of the report of the Commission on Unalienable Rights and reaffirm the United States' acceptance and adherence to the human rights laid out in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and whether you will, quote, ensure that ambassadors are able to fly the pride flag at our embassies around the world." Blinken said yes to both. You see, during the Trump administration, U.S. embassies were told not to fly the pride flag. Well, I don't care how liberal, I don't care how far to the left you are. What does a pride flag have to do with a U.S. embassy? What does it have to do with it? It is a small special interest group in the United States. How many thousands of special interest groups do we have in America? Should we be flying the flags of every special interest group in America over U.S. embassies? It's ludicrous. It's absolutely insane. What is the reason to fly a pride flag over a U.S. embassy with the United States flag? Radical. It is absolutely radical. This is the direction of the new administration. All right. I have several other things I want to say. I'll wait because I'm going to go to the phones. I've got Jim in Upper Arlington on the line. Jim, you're on Bobberty Live. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thrusting forward greeting, Pastor Bob. I'm up against the heartbreak, so I'm just going to launch here. You were asking the reasons why the Democrats and the liberals and the media hate Trump so much. And, I mean, for 5 years, every day, and constant. And I agree with your reasons, but I'm going to go a step further back than that. It's because they hate God. Everything that God stands for, these people are against. There was a Iowa caucus Democrat that was going to vote Republican, and somebody on the news asked him why. I can't believe I was sitting there watching and hearing this, and the guy literally said, I can't vote for the Democratic Party anymore. They're anti-God, anti-life, anti-family, and I'm missing something here, okay? And anti-country, okay? And I thought, that's brilliant. In 4 bullet points, the guy summed up exactly why he wasn't going to vote for the Democratic Party anymore. It's because in all those 4 things, of course, God and life and a godly country and family are all godly things. That is why the Democrats and the liberals and the media, and I would say people who go to church and call themselves Christians yet still vote for the Democrat that are pro-abortion, that is why they hate Donald Trump so much, is because he stood for the things of God.
And many times he stood for them very imperfectly. You know, he was a very flawed man. But what really gets to me, Jim, is that people on the left constantly call Donald Trump immoral. Immoral, 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 immoral. And these are the same people that support the incredibly perverse immorality of Hollywood, the entertainment industry, the music industry. This is the same group that invites incredibly immoral singers to come and sing at the inauguration. And then there is the horrible immorality of sexual perversion, same-sex marriage, and the worst of all, abortion. And yet they are the ones calling Donald Trump immoral.
The father of lies.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, the father of lies. Thanks, Jim.
Hey,
appreciate the call.
To the choir.
All right. God bless. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. Yeah, Donald Trump was immoral, says the people who take millions of dollars from Hollywood. That for many years has become just a cesspool of immorality. All right, I got to take a break. My number, 877. Bob Live, 877-262-5483.